OPM Director Berry announced his new telework push just under a month ago in a briefing on Capitol Hill. At the time, he said many of the provisions of his new telework policy were gathered from several of the telework enhancement bills now pending in the House and Senate. And one, he says, focuses on one of the big stumbling blocks to a significant increase in federal teleworking.
We also want to create an appeals process in the government so that employees who have asked to do teleworking and they think it makes sense, and their manager has said, no, I don't want you to do that. Well, now, in some cases, that's the right decision. As many of you know, I just came. I was running the National Zoo. It would be very hard for our keepers to feed the animals from home. So telework doesn't work for every position, each and every position. And your manager needs to resolve that with the employee. But sometimes you got a manager who's just a stick in the mud. And when they are stick in the mud, you got to provide a way around that. And so what we're going to do is create and provide an appeals process so that employees who have been denied will have the ability to take it up.
So we decided to talk to representatives from the two top organizations representing federal managers and get their perspectives on the matter. Carol Bonasaro is president of the Senior Executives Association, and on the one hand, she thinks John Berry is on the right track, aiming for more consistent telework policies across the government.
It's understandable that managers have been concerned about telework and how do you assure that the work gets done, that they're being held to account for. So I think the critical part is having some basic telework policies that apply government-wide, and then within that framework, indeed, having a telework managing officer in each agency to, again, have some general policies that are specific to that agency and to the kind of work that's done there.
Dale Perkinson is executive director of the Federal Managers Association. He says he welcomes the discussion that John Berry wants to have about telework in the context of how agencies and their workers can improve how they get the job done.
I appreciate the directors coming out and wanting to increase the use of telework. But I think we as managers and employees need to sit down and discuss those things that can work for us and those things and the resources we need in order to accomplish telework.
But when it comes to Berry's idea for an appeals process within agencies when workers are told no, Bonasaro had this to say.
Let us not forget that working in government is like working in a fishbowl. So I think it's understandable, again, that when it comes down to it, it's the middle-level management that's feeling the pressure of getting the work done and is therefore may have some hesitation about telework and can they assure that everything's going to get done. And furthermore, that there may be some employees that they are not comfortable about giving that much latitude to. And that is difficult. And, all you need is a good teleworking, telecommuting scandal to set this effort back. I mean, we've often seen it with regard to a number of flexibilities in the federal government. If you look right now at FDA, they're having to look at their entire process of awarding $200 gift cards to employees for good work. So having said that, however, I think an appeals process is fine as long as there are policies which are have been intelligently made both government-wide and in the individual agency, and that they're well understood.
The FMA's Perkinson, for his part, thinks that such an appeals process for teleworking needs to be part of the bigger picture of improving labor management relations.
Rather than go to an appeals process, sometimes if it's there, and I kind of read the statement, it gives made the other day with Mike Causey, it made an indirect pressure. Sometimes when you get indirect pressure and you think that you're being driven to do something, you don't necessarily look at the process that you're getting ready to telework. You probably wouldn't look at it as clear as if you were trying to make a business case analysis of why it would work or wouldn't work and the things around it. So I'm not so sure from an FMA perspective I would go and say we really are in support of an appeal process right now, but I would like to think this would be one of the topics that we would bring up when we sit down at the table together with managers and supervisors and also the labor unions and talk about what areas can we go better serve our people by expanded use of telework.
And even though agencies like the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the General Services Administration, and NASA, just to name a few, have resolved many of the hardware and software issues regarding security issues in teleworking, Bonasaro says for many of her members, that's still a stumbling block to be overcome.
The other interesting question to raise would be how they have dealt with the issue of safeguarding laptop computers that may travel back and forth, because I'm sure you can recall, as can I, a number of instances where that has caused difficulty for agencies when employees have taken work home. So my guess is that this is going to be one for the CIOs to take a look at and be certain everyone's comfortable with.
And the FMA's Perkinson acknowledges the need to give new thought to expanding teleworking as part of continuity of operations planning, or COOP planning, for the federal government, given the fact that the swine flu is still expected to sicken many more people, including possibly many federal workers, later this year.
When we analyze the programs, what are the critical elements that are required for us to keep keep society going and serving our citizens in the case of an outbreak like the swine flu, like you've mentioned. And I think, you know, when you look at an agency like the Social Security Administration, what are the critical infrastructure needs that we would have in order to have our folks be able to have a laptop computer at home or some kind of means to telework so that checks do keep flowing.
That's Daryl Perkinson with the Federal Managers Association. In Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.